Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Young people are featured in all the papers today in relation to the exams, but also because of a new survey. The Independent says it shows that compared to earlier generations, young people nowadays are smoking less, binge drinking less, but are more prone to feeling low. The Times says that young people weren't asked why they're feeling low, but one expert points to them grabbing their phones in the morning and scrolling through endless information about war, climate change, politics and entertainment, as well as being shown edited images of models, all of which is having an impact on their mental health. She's described as an exoneree. The Independent uses that word in a report about the death in a house fire of Sonia Jacobs, who'd been on a death row in the US before her conviction was overturned and she was released. She moved to Ireland and married Peter Pringle, a man also wrongfully convicted and released. A fellow exoneree, the paper says. The Independent's main story is that report about our power supply. The headline is, "Power grid can't cope with major storms," EPA warns. The Independent says we're facing immediate risks from catastrophic weather events. It says that storms Dara and Eowyn expose the inability of our power systems to withstand severe weather. The Star headline over that story, "Blackout risk is Eowyn Lee going to get worse." A previous environmental threat that used to preoccupy us hasn't gone away, according to the Times, Sellafield. The paper says UK MPs have described a nuclear site just across the Irish Sea as dangerous and one of the most hazardous places in the world. They blame poor performance by the operators, substandard equipment and staff shortages for what they call the intolerable risks posed by the facility. One former Sellafield executive quoted in the Times says, "Ireland is not safe." One of the most affecting pictures of the day appears in The Star. It's of an 8-year-old boy in the UK. He's posing for the camera in a white T-shirt. His left arm is missing and he has a new prosthetic arm that's multicoloured. The reason for all the colour is because it's a Lego-themed arm and even includes some Lego pieces. His mother, quoted in the paper, says he loves showing it off. And The Star also has news of the latest reality TV show. In it, 7 famous people go to the Bahamas to swim with dangerous sharks. The paper says that the title is Celebrity Infested Waters. This week's broadcast of the documentary about the Housewife of the Year competition from the 1980s is generating a couple of pieces in the papers today. Shane McGrath, in his column in the Mail, bemoans the fact that several reviews give the impression that we all lived in a monochrome hellscape with a menacing priest on every corner. Surely, he writes, it's closer to the truth to accept that every age has its failures and governing pieties. More pithily, Mary Daly, in a letter to the Times, writes, "You can't judge the morning by the rules of the afternoon."
Ronan Kelly, thank you.